This is Brother Metter, and I greet you in the precious name of Jesus. Pray everyone is doing well today. You know, I see God moving in 2020. I see a great working of the Spirit of God. Here in a few days, I'm going to begin to relate to you how God spoke to me right before the first of the year. I think it was on the 21st of December. Begin to put some things in my spirit and lead me in some different directions, open my understanding in some things. But there's one thing I want to do this year, and is I want to know what I believe. I want to know the teaching that I'm following. I want to be sure that it's right in the eyes of the Lord. And I want to be sure the people that are listening to what I'm preaching, that I'm leading them by the right spirit in the right way. And I've instructed people for many years, it makes a difference what you believe. It makes a difference the type of teaching you listen to. And it makes a difference where you sow your money according to what you're promoting, what you're sending forth. It makes a difference in how God moves for you and blesses you, and not just financially, but in many other areas of your life. You know, in Acts, the 10th chapter, there was a man named Cornelius. He was a Gentile. He didn't know about Christ. He didn't know about the wonderful works of Christ. He was a Roman centurion, but he believed in God. And the Bible tells us, in Acts the 10th chapter, that Cornelius was in fasting and prayer one day, and the angel of the Lord appeared to him. And let me see if I can turn over there and get that real quick in Acts chapter 10. The angel of the Lord appeared to him and started talking to him, and it shocked Cornelius. Here it is in Acts 10 in verse 1. There was a certain man in Caesarea called Cornelius, a centurion of the band called the Italian band, a devout man and one that feared God with all his house, which gave much alms to the people and prayed to God always. He saw in a vision, evidently about the ninth hour of the day, an angel of God coming into him and saying unto him, Cornelius. And when he looked on him, he was afraid, and he said, what is it, Lord? And he said unto him, thy prayers and thy alms, or thy giving, or thy deeds, are come up for a memorial before God. So it does matter what you sow into. If you're sowing into the truth, if you're sowing into what you believe to be the truth, then you can expect God to bless you spiritually, mentally, physically, and financially. But you've got to know what you believe. You've got to know what you're listening to. You've got to know that that vessel that is teaching you and leading and guiding you is walking up right before the Lord. But at the same turn, you've got to examine yourself and keep your heart and your spirit right before God. And so from Psalms 19 in verse 12, and I have started incorporating these scriptures in my prayers. When I get down to pray, every time I go to prayer, I say the Lord's Prayer. Because in Luke 11, that's how Jesus taught us to pray. And then I go on as the Spirit moves me, and I will put some of these passages of scripture in my prayer, because there's many times I pray the word until the Spirit gets in me and the Spirit takes over. I will just pray the word. So in Psalms 19 and verse 12, he says this, who can understand his errors? Cleanse thou me from secret faults. Keep back thy servant also from presumptuous sins, and let them not have dominion over me. Then shall I be upright, and I shall be innocent from the great transgression. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. So David is saying here, Lord, let the words that come out of my mouth, let the words that I speak and the meditations of my heart and the things that I think on, let them be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, for thou art my strength and my redeemer. Next time you go to prayer, next time you get down to seek God and this comes into your spirit, pray this with sincerity out of your heart. Pray and ask the Lord to let the words that you are speaking out of your mouth, because the Bible says from the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. And if you've got the Spirit of God in your heart and you're praying and keeping a right spirit and you're keeping things right in the eyes of the Lord, then the words that are coming out of your mouth should be right and the meditations of your heart should be pleasing in the Lord's sight. I pray these words are helping you. Take a hold of them and meditate on them. And may God bless you.